Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. Lazarus of the village of Bethany became sick. His sisters Martha and Mary sent word to Jesus. After waiting for 2 days, Jesus went to Bethany. Lazarus had died 4 days before Jesus got there. Bethany is near Jerusalem, and many Jews were there to comfort Martha and Mary. When Martha heard that Jesus had come, she went out to meet him. After talking with Jesus, she went to get Mary. Let us begin reading at John chapter 11, verse 28. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he had been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him. And the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation." And one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation should perish?" Now this he did not say on his own authority, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for that nation only, but also that he would gather together in one the children of God who were scattered abroad. Then from that day on, they plotted to put him to death. John chapter 11, verses 28 through 53. When Jesus commanded that they take away the stone, Martha said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench," for he had been dead for 4 days. After Jesus prayed, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" Yes, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, after he had been dead for 4 days. There were witnesses there from Jerusalem, even enemies of Jesus. Lazarus was raised from the dead so that they would know that God had sent Jesus. Yes, they then knew that God had sent Jesus the prophet, the Messiah, HaMashiach. Listen to John chapter 11, verse 45 again. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him. John chapter 11, verse 45. Yes, many Jews believed in him. They were Jews from Jerusalem, which is about 2 miles away from Bethany, about 3 kilometers. But some of the Jews there that witnessed the resurrection of Lazarus were enemies of Jesus. Listen to John 11, chapter 11, verse 46. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did. John chapter 11, verse 46. This proved to the Pharisees that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. They knew that Jesus had healed people. Even the man who had been born blind was healed. But when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead in the presence of many eyewitnesses, the Pharisees had proof that Jesus was indeed the Messiah who had been promised by God as recorded by the prophets in the Scriptures. But did they accept the fact and obey Messiah? No. The religious leaders fought against God and his Messiah. The chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and plotted to put Jesus Messiah to death. Why did they do that? They did not question the testimonies of the eyewitnesses. They believed them. They had the evidence presented to them that Jesus had indeed raised Lazarus from the dead after he had been dead for 4 days. They knew what had happened. They said, "What shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation." John chapter 11, verse 48. So the religious leaders were worried about losing their place, their positions of power and income. So they plotted to kill God's Messiah. Caiaphas was the high priest. He had been appointed by the Romans. The high priest said to the council, "You know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation should perish." While the high priest plotted murder, he made an unconscious prophecy. Caiaphas, the high priest, unwittingly proclaimed Jesus Messiah as the true Passover lamb, whose blood would atone for the sins of the world. By sacrificing Jesus Messiah, he brought about a blessing the high priest never thought about: the remission of sins, the forgiveness of sins. Jesus Messiah was offered not only for Israel, but for the sins of all. John had said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Yes, Jesus Messiah was offered one time for all. He died for the forgiveness of our sins. He was buried. He was raised on the third day. This is the good news, the gospel. It is ironic, tragic, that the high priest wanted to avoid the Roman destruction of the nation. But by rejecting Messiah, he brought on the destruction by Rome that happened in A.D. 70. Think about this. The enemies of Jesus plotted to murder him because he had raised Lazarus from the dead. Therefore, they stand as witnesses to you that Jesus Messiah did indeed raise Lazarus after he had been dead for 4 days. The enemies of Jesus declared that the resurrection of Lazarus was an authentic historical event. Will you believe in Jesus to be Messiah, the Son of God? Or will you do like the Pharisees? Listen to John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." John chapter 11, verses 25 through 27. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, which proved that he is the resurrection and the life. Many Jews believed in him. The first Christians were all Jews, messianic believers. They knew Jesus best. They had good reasons to believe in him. They saw and they knew, so they believed. We also need to believe. We need to take our stand with the Jews who believed in Jesus. Martha told Mary, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." I say to you also, the teacher has come and is calling for you. Jesus calls you by the gospel, the good news. He wants you to be saved from sin and eternal punishment in hell. He died for you. He calls you to repent, to turn away from sin, and to come to him in faith. He wants you to confess your faith in him now, the Messiah, the Son of God. He has commanded that you be immersed, buried in water, baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. For the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Listen to Colossians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Colossians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 and 30. Will you come to Jesus? Please write to me. I would like to know about you. If you would like to get a free Bible, a free New Testament, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.